All right, welcome, Hacker Public Radio listeners, to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. We're doing our NELF roundup here, the night of the Northeast Linux Fest. I'm Pokey, in case you don't recognize my voice. Next to me here is Jonathan Native.
Hello, people.
And Bill.
Hello.
Go around the room.
Cody.
Cooper.
Mike.
Will Weaver.
Oh, that is good.
Rowan Sawyer.
Sarah Mikowski.
Will Klein.
Carmel.
Acer.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we're wrapping up NELF. We're having our after party. We're in Jonathan's your hotel room, I think,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I never know whose hotel room I wind up in.
That's a problem.
No, it's not. So that can be a good thing.
I always ask the next morning.
It's fine. It would mean something if you didn't say that every weekend of the year.
It's only a problem is three or four times in a row that it's Chad.
Yeah.
I think we lost Chad.
Right.
Yeah. He went down the hall on both ends of the hall.
Did he really?
About an hour ago. Yes.
Yeah,
he's in his room. He's out.
Chad's a very good drinker.
He's done.
but get it in quick.
He's good at the sprint, not so good at the marathon.
Yeah.
Nice. That's pretty good. Jonathan, how was NELF?
I was saying earlier, this one by far is the best one yet. And we probably say that every year, I'd imagine. But for real, this one was by far the best. I think we raised the bar this time. There was, once the day of the event, there was zero fires to put out. Everyone at the hotel was extremely helpful. We had a few things, you know, we just needed some quick help. They helped out. It was awesome. Great speakers, great lineup of speakers. Everyone, you know, just loved the event this year. There are a few little tiny nitpicky things probably, but, you know, we had to change venue three times, and really this one was a kind of a blessing in disguise. So I'm pleasantly surprised and very happy the way that it went.
Yeah, I thought the hotel, I was pleased, not that I matter. But I thought the hotel was
at least you know your place in the
world. Thank you, Cody.
You're welcome.
Anybody else?
I'm nothing if but an anchor for reality.
We need that. We really do need that in every situation. Yeah. Anybody else got anything to say about it?
I'm a first timer up in this area. I'm 6 hours away. It's my first time, and glad I met the Hacker Public Radio guys. Even though I listen to it pretty regularly, it's
cool.
Nice to
you'll be hooked now.
To maybe do some infrequent contributions, just, you know, even if it's musings and three people listen to it, it's more than zero. So
yeah. You okay on the show.
Yeah. So it's nice, and my job sometimes demands more of me, so a weekly on-the-dot thing may not be nice, but that's why this is nice and interesting.
Nice. And we didn't get a chance to talk to you today, did we, for HBR? I didn't.
Just very briefly.
Bill? Okay.
Yeah, I have to definitely check it out.
Yes.
Slacker.
Bill's bragging.
Slacker. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and it's definitely one, along with a couple of the other comedic podcasts that I like to listen to when I need to unwind.
Yeah.
It's definitely really nice.
Well, Bill had to pick up Pokey Slack and do some interviews because he was holding down the chair most of the day.
No,
yeah,
there you go.
Bill was the man this year. I mean... I've never tried.
I told you I was just repeating some of your questions that you asked people, and they weren't.
That's
why are you here? Did you like any talks? And do you want to plug anything?
Yeah.
It works. You got a whole interview.
Hey, those are the questions you asked me. Yes. I thought I was special, you bastard.
You're special.
I'm thrilled. Yeah. Because I showed up today, like, half of me. I didn't have much sleep.
I was very tired.
I wasn't prepared. I just didn't. This year's been a struggle anyway, especially lately, and Bill picked up the slack. So I mean, I know, like, the first year, like, I brought all the HBR stuff. I kind of was the guy. This year, Bill was the guy. I felt like I was helping NY Bill out this year, and Bill, thank you for that. That was
okay.
Awesome.
It's a team effort, then.
Yeah.
It's a team effort.
Yeah, but I was your team.
We are a team. It's a we thing.
Yeah.
So is this a Bill interview, though?
Well, hold on.
We need another tally here.
I definitely need to buy one of those.
Yeah, those are cool. The H1. That's, in fact, that H. Oh no, that's your H1, right, Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We had another one that HBR bought. The community just very
oh, nice.
Were sending me money.
Yeah, that's sweet.
To buy one, and I bought one. We had one today.
Once I get better at post stuff, because for now Audacity's been my de facto, and after attending that other the talk. I definitely was a Q-Tractor.
Really? Was there a Q-Tractor talk today?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well,
I didn't
remember his name, but who's for Podnuts?
Yeah,
was on about that.
And Door it got me interested in that a lot because it's non, thank you, non-destructive. So I'm definitely checking that because I've been a long time Audacity person. I learned by breaking things, so it's something definitely to help me get.
No.
If there was any nominations for best talk, I want to throw Dora's talk into the.
Oh, nice! Awesome. I heard a lot of people say the Docker one was good. So
yes,
yeah,
that's always good no matter who talks. I've waited a while to hear Mad Dog speak, so that was something I was real happy to see. And being my first time, I was glad to see him speak.
Yeah.
Because he knows a lot. So.
Totally.
He does. He's kind of, like, I don't know, man, you see the guy, and he seems kind of intimidating. Not quite intimidating, but if there's a friendly way to intimidate, that's him. But then you get to know him a little bit, and he's really a friendly, nice guy.
I wanted to ask him about Linus's or Linus's early years and what he was really like, because not a lot of people know.
Go ask him and he'll tell you.
That's an interesting question. If you do, bring the H1 with you. We're going to make a show out of it. That would be good.
He wasn't always cursing off people?
Yeah, right.
Because I've seen photos, I've read lists
like that.
from 90, part of 91 to 94. And
he can tell me off.
Not a lot of people know him before he exploded on the scene and was featured in Was It Wired and... I can't remember what year that came out in, but I still have it.
Yeah, because what was his first post? Yeah. Like, hey, I made this thing,
and
no one's going to like it.
He looks completely high in the Wired magazine, but that was the start of the boom. A lot of that. And that's what got me interested is when I read that article when it debuted. But I was pretty young at that point and not very computer savvy until I got into high school. So.
Cool. Anybody else? Have any thoughts?
What is this?
We're doing
with
sticker
caffeine?
Trades again.
What's that, Bill?
We're doing sticker trades again. This is where we all trade stickers.
Oh my
sticker
god! Trades.
Sometimes I wonder how old we are.
Thank you.
I'll give you two of these for one of those.
Yeah.
I'll have to put these on my newer laptop. Yeah. But I've been trying. I didn't know anybody else had recommendations when it comes to. I know Intel hardware is pretty good.
No.
But I went with Zorizon, which is opposite of System 76.
Yeah.
But my display wasn't quite happy with.
No?
But I didn't spend enough.
Oh, that's never... I hate to hear that. Money solving.
Yes.
I hate to hear that.
I should have tried a ThinkPad, but I'm not a fan of the newer ones. But
yeah, the Lenovo's.
I do have an old one from 2003, but it is nearing its end of life. I'm still one of those faithful ThinkPad users.
O3s,
yes.
I've got plenty of computers that are.
Don't
that
you put the control and the function in the wrong spot?
Yes,
they do.
Sometimes.
You can remap that, though, and just ignore the text.
Yeah, remapping it, yes.
That's easy for me.
Anybody else have anything you want to say about the conference or talks or anything?
Quite frankly, the guy who ran it is kind of a prick.
There we go. Not safe for work.
Oh, sorry, Jonathan.
I have to admit, I was all excited until 2 weeks ago. I'm like, I'm going to Harvard. Oh, where is this now? I'm like, what happened?
Matter of fact, let's never talk about this again.
It went from I'm going to Harvard. I'm going to the Marriott.
I'm probably gonna go there maybe tomorrow. I don't know if they do. Something, but I did not want to drive home.
You can wander through. There's no security.
I did not want to drive home tonight. So.
Yeah, and I always recommend to people, especially from as far away, check out the Museum of Science if you can.
I saw that.
But it takes a whole day at least.
That's why I got mad when I actually went to D.C. I'm a James Bond fan, and I was rushed through that, and I was disappointed because that takes a whole day to go through that one.
Yeah.
Museum of Science, and what was the one right down the street? Was there another... Planetarium or something?
Museum of Science has a planetarium at it. There's the aquarium.
Don't go there.
No, you can skip the Stone Zoo while you're at that. That's up in Stone. You can skip that.
Yes. I was planning on... I have not got a chance to see the Blue Man Group, and I know they're local to do shows here, and I thought about that or going to a Sox game, but...
Can't go wrong with Sox.
My grandfather is a massive Sox fan, so it's a tough decision. Art or baseball.
Cool. Anybody else?
I can't wait to come back next year. And if you're listening to this and if you haven't been to any sort of a festival before, definitely consider going because meeting people online, cultivating these relationships, whether it be just a friendly chat or help, it's one thing. But
when you get to meet those same people in person, it elevates it to a completely another level, and you feel even more of a tight-knit part of this community. So,
and another thing is you run into people you've been talking to in IRC for
and you don't realize it.
Yeah.
Right.
And you go, I just did that with someone recently.
My friend I knew from college, he was arguing with me on Reddit, on Linux subreddit, and he said, "Do you know who this is?" And I go, "No." He goes, "This is Kevin. I went to school with you." And I go, "Okay."
Yeah. Nice.
And it's nice to meet people, and especially when they recognize you from a certain IRC or subreddit.
Yeah.
Because there's a world outside of IRC. And
what?
What? No, it can't be.
Yeah.
Well, me and Jack, that was a trip, because he did his talk, and he's like, "Oh, I did this and this and this, and I do Miles of Gaming with my son."
What? No way! You're the dude that does Miles of Gaming. I listen to that with my son. That's awesome.
Speaking of Chad Wallenberg, he is holding down a bed that might float away.
What? Let's get
a word from Chad.
We need to sum this up. Pokeyboard on.
One of the really fun things for me at a conference like this is, Flying Rich is here.
Yep.
I did not know Flying Rich was going to be here, but I heard him behind me and said, "That's Flying Rich's voice." And I turned and said, "Flying Rich?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay, I'm Pokey." And that's really cool for me, recognizing someone by voice, before you even know what their face is.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
He thinks I'm quite handsome.
All right, I'll sit back down.
By the way, if anybody asks Jonathan what I look like, 185-pound swimmer built.
Yeah, I can confirm this after he gives me 100 bucks.
Track and field.
Done and done.
Yeah, me too, but I swim through Jell-O. Right. At first. This is the first time we've had an HPR after party with females in the room. Would either of you like to join in and tell us?
Hey, ladies,
about
tell us you're not threatened.
There's not a gun to their head.
Held at gunpoint right now.
Tell us you willfully came here.
Well, very much so.
They followed nerds.
Yeah, that's about it.
Did you follow nerds? I was going to ask. Did you follow nerds here, or are you nerds, or both?
Both.
Both. I'm going to have to go with both, yeah.
Nice.
I'm actually really looking forward to next year. This year, I'm very, very new to Linux, like very, very new. So I don't really know enough to feel like I'd be able to either get anything useful or contribute anything useful, which I think both is extremely important for me personally. But I'm certainly looking forward to next year. I think it's going to be quite a bit of fun.
Is that because you think you will know more to contribute or understand more, or just that you'll know the people and feel more comfortable?
I think I can answer all of that just by saying yes.
Okay. Well, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but as a new user, it is a bit intimidating. But right now, with some of the questions you have, you don't know how to articulate them yet.
Exactly. Yes and no. I mean, on the one hand, absolutely, if I were doing this by myself, I'd be very, very lost. It's a wonderful thing in that I'm not afraid of breaking it, not just because if I break I'll just,
But if you do, you reinstall.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
If I do,
that's the fun part.
NBD, right?
Have you tried turning it on and off again?
And
we don't do that.
If I get hopelessly confused and the wiki is telling me something
much more complicated
than what I actually need to know, I have a handy translator nearby to say, this is not applicable to the situation. This is, though, and thanks for doing the research. I didn't have to.
An awesome part of the community. Right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
If I have to do something that takes me 20 minutes or 30 minutes, I realize I can help someone else. I'll just take this up in a forum, or I'll do a little podcast about it, and I'll just help someone. Yeah. Just give back.
I've been really thrilled with the community so far.
Even though I've been on it since 2004, it still blows me away when I can go on IRC and talk to a developer directly. It makes me feel, like, extra special.
And they answer you.
Unless you jump into the Arch forums and you ask the wrong question and people hammer you down.
That was
we're next door having beers with Matt. Yes. We're asking you to do that.
Yeah.
It's all
submit an S-trace and don't look back. But
and the whole free community is that way.
Yeah.
Whether you're talking about musicians or coders.
It's
or
the best. It's very. My parents used to ask me why I like Linux and why I do what I do, and I used to go through all things like, oh, I love going in, changing this and that. And I narrowed it down. So everybody asked me, well, why do you use that? And I go, one word, it's empowering.
Yeah.
I can get in, and even though I'm not a programmer, I can always find a breadcrumb, where to go, how to find out what I do. Jump in IRC, go, okay, here's my bug report, here's my S trace, here's my logs. What little piece am I missing? And from that alone, I can always find out what I'm doing.
You're not a consumer using someone else's device. You go right deep into it and you fix whatever.
I love it.
Tweak. Yeah, that's the important.
Just back up. Back up first, and then try.
Yeah. Taking ownership and responsibility.
I've learned more.
With Arch, though, I've learned to keep a monthly image backup just in case I go too far.
I broke an Arch and I came back.
You're out of your mind. You're walking the bleeding edge.
Yeah. So I got to throw this out here. She's a brand new Linux user, and her first distribution is actually Arch.
No, that's not true.
Well, it's going through Integros.
Well, I didn't.
Close enough.
Yeah.
But hey. Just trial by fire, man.
The first one was Ubuntu, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It was...
Nobody does.
Nobody does. I don't know how the hell they're the most fun.
She skipped ahead like a whole year by just saying, I don't like it.
I don't know how...
This is nuts.
I don't know how this is the most popular distro on Earth. Nobody I know likes it. I've never talked to me. What do you think of Ubuntu? I can't stand Ubuntu. Everybody.
There's a lot of preconceived...
But your follow-up question is that...
You're going to have Ack and John in the back yelling at you.
If they want to yell at me for Ubuntu, I will stand my ground. I will not apologize for anything. I started out
on it for a few months. I'm not ashamed.
Yet
you're cringing.
It was
a
different distro back then, too.
You're talking
GNOME 2.
I can't even rip it open. It's okay.
It's like three things of coffee.
Okay. That's okay. Caffeine does not affect.
I
got a box here that says we're going to have your heart
otherwise.
You're an organ donor, right?
I'm one of those guys that can drink three cups of coffee, nothing, but it takes cold compressed coffee.
I think I'm hearing caffeine out of a...
I don't know. My brain's always wired. But yeah, it's empowering, and Arch, I hate... Same thing with Ubuntu, where there is preconceived, okay, they're doing this, doing that wrong, and then Arch is too horrible. Like Integros make it at least get you on board. And it's not so bad once you learn the pitfalls. And I mean, if you want to be safe, you load it on a VM, and you learn that it's not so hard. And you learn a couple commands, and learn to just pause and read, and not be like me and jump when you see a squirrel run across. But
that squirrel may be doing something interesting.
Yes, I don't know.
The tail.
So many people jump on the bandwagon. I mean, I run like 12 different VMs, and it's hard to tell someone exactly what to run. I mean, my parents are on ElmDE, and it works for them just fine. And there's other people who will tell you one thing and accept no other answer. But
right,
it's not a one size fits all, and that's also the crutch that becomes prevents the desktop from becoming as big as it could.
It's the choice. That's the great thing.
It's the choice. And I do at least applaud Ubuntu for trying to make it easy for the non-technical folks. I mean, I have to give them at least a tip of the hat
for it. And for sticking with their guns and trying something different, even when everybody says that, no.
They are going with systemd, so I mean, I give them that they're at least conceded on a few things. I don't know why they didn't do that with Mir, but I mean, that may work for their touch devices. We don't know until it's production.
Yeah.
As long as they don't kill Ubuntu 1, I think they'll be fine.
What is this? Drum roll, please.
I got that email the other day. Sorry, we're taking all your files.
Oh, so you're one of the four users that it affected.
No. I made a home theater project, and I backed all my scripts up to Ubuntu 1 at one point.
And then you realized there was GitHub.
I use five different. I use Spider Oak, GitHub, Box, everything. I'm like, I put my eggs in a basket one day, and I had a bad experience, and that was the end of it.
You can make like an online RAID array.
Yes.
Who's that expression? It takes one, like, heartbreaking, devastating loss of data to teach you to back up.
That's why I do those monthly images of Arch. And people say, well, why don't you back up more often than monthly? And so the fact that I only really need that base image, and I can add my extra configs from a month, because I use Arch Snapshot to back up the actual files, but I'm worried about the live running systems, the only thing I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
Sure.
And how was your first? Was it your first?
We chopped around Boston.
Yeah. Oh, you really didn't go to much of the conference?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
You enjoying the after party?
You're here.
Yes, oh, I'm here.
This is the important part.
That's what I thought.
I like the hallway tracking stuff. Did any of you go into the conference at all? Did not.
You should just lie and say yes.
Not this year, as I just said. I'm looking forward to next year.
It's the intimidation.
I wanted to ask you.
It's not an intimidation.
So much masculinity around.
Well, I don't know about men. I wanted to ask you about these.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Do you?
No, I do. Okay.
Everybody vaccinated.
Can I try that on?
It's not mine.
Who's is this?
One of my roommates, but he's not here.
All right, I'll be right.
He'll be fine with it. Yeah, so the Paul, what was the Paul.com is now?
Oh, Security something now. Security Weekly?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Perhaps.
Yes, SecurityWeekly.com.
Okay.
Yes.
Whoever has Security Weekly now, it got pinned.
Yeah. Okay.
It is SecurityWeekly.com.
So they have now apparently a short, I think I heard him say it was a 5-minute podcast that they do called Hack Naked, which sounds fine. I mean, it means something. And they were selling shirts to promote it, selling merchandise there. But the shirts have, like, the kind of silhouette you would see on a trucker's mud flap.
Like a semi came with it, yeah.
When I got out of it. And, like...
Wouldn't go over at all.
Right.
I didn't want to wear that to my grandma's house.
Right, I wouldn't... Yeah, I wouldn't wear it to my...
It would go over fine in mine, because she's a trucker.
Okay. Okay, that's fair enough.
She loves silhouettes.
I just... In a community where we're trying, we say, I hear all the time, people say, we're trying to be more inclusive.
Does nothing for my hips besides that.
It's not transparent. It doesn't work.
Well, but Pokey,
you own
that. We're talking about it right now, aren't we?
Talking about what?
We're talking about it right now, aren't we?
What are we talking about?
Well, yeah, I just brought it up.
Yeah. But more specifically, because of the logo.
Oh, yeah. The.
No, I'm asking, I'm talking specifically about
that
the logo.
Computer is also
yes,
very
but
small.
That in itself is potentially the intention.
It's what?
What this is.
It's potentially the intention. It's great marketing.
Yeah, no, I get that.
If I had an orange juice with a gorilla tearing a car in half on
it's
the label,
it's
everybody
the
like, look at that gorilla. What is that in that bottle? It's orange juice. Well, I'll drink the orange juice.
What?
I get that. my point is we've had... We've had so much debate in the last couple of years. Oh, I mean, it was debate, but the misogyny and...
it's been front and center.
It has, hasn't it, right?
OLF has brought it up quite a few times. And it's been in the community. Yes.
Yeah. And
it's
not very welcoming.
When you've got women in high-level positions who leave because they feel like they're being harassed.
This has happened.
Or in entry-level positions, someone coming in the room for the first time.
Aside from the fact that she's obviously not naked...
We don't know.
And
so
no, first of all...
She's got boots
that
on.
That could be malformed feet.
I know you don't see a lot of women...
Those are 4-inch heels.
this line here... is clearly a boot.
So,
breasts don't naturally do that.
She doesn't have...
See
she
that?
Doesn't
have
like,
see
anatomically
this?
Incorrect.
This is not natural.
We're getting
they're
a demonstration.
They're here. And they're...
You're what?
If she were naked, she'd probably be sitting like this and scratching and the laptop would be here somewhere. Just so we're clear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Expert tips.
I don't know. That's what I thought. That was my thought, was that it does this or does this not send the wrong message?
It's not so much... the shirt alone, okay, but attached with that website, and it just seemed out of place a little bit.
When I first saw it, I thought maybe naked, half naked. I'd like to see a fat guy on there. Someone looks more like me. Or one of each. Maybe that
might show up on a mud flap.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, it's very hard to show fat rolls.
New guy in the room. Your Nick is
Spaceman.
He's here.
Well,
Spaceman present.
Yeah.
Sorry, Spaceman being in the house.
No, I just was wondering if I was the only one that thought that it seemed a little
more buzzword to get attention.
Maybe. And maybe it was just there was so much of it. I mean, it was on a big rack. It was not. And as much stickers.
If I had to put my money on it, it was a clever marketing decision.
Yeah,
sure.
Because
buzzwordy. Yeah.
Well, buzzwordy. But it would just be one thing if that was just the title of a segment. But
right,
But along with the silhouette.
Along with the picture
and
silhouette.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Anybody, I mean, this is nothing against any of the sponsors. But
right.
If I walk by a sponsor table with a distribution, that was put on by a distribution. Like, okay, they got their stickers, they got their hats, they got their squishy balls, they got their pens. But I walk by his table, he's got Bootsy, he's got stickers and patches and hats and shirts all with this stickers thing on it. And he's got it, not only is the logo itself eye-catching, but the way he has it displayed there is also eye-catching, where no matter where you're in the room, it's going to hit your eye and be drawn over to it.
Yeah.
Let's just be glad it wasn't full.
Or reject from it. So, okay, and I know what you're saying when you say it was catchy, buzzwordy type thing. I guess, is it the kind of catchiness, buzziness, advertising type thing that we want? It seems to be the kind of thing we're trying to discourage for the past several years as a community.
If they didn't have the silhouette of the chick on there, if it was just hack naked, I mean, all right, so the naked, I take it as a metaphor for, like, exposing the security vulnerability.
Yes.
Right. Explain that on that.
Not
no yes. The image is not reinforced.
If it was, if it were not...
It was a bit tacky.
I didn't want to turn around.
If it were not for the silhouette, I wouldn't be asking the question.
Okay. So, you know, if there was another t-shirt with, like, a Chippendale model on there and the same hack naked, you know, would that make any difference?
Well, it depends. If it were side by side with the silhouette, I probably would not ask the question. If it were the only one, I might say, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I thought it was
interesting. I think that's fair.
It was interesting when Mad Dog brought up wasn't he talking about how it was quite different before with women in Unix and Linux, but it's kind of turned tables where, I don't know, it doesn't seem like with a lot of this stuff coming out and the reading LKML and all those controversies that, I don't know if it still seems like a man's world, which is not the intention, that we don't want to... Mm-hmm. Uninvite people,
right?
But I think you do run a danger if you're trying to be too careful for the sensitivity of anybody.
Mm-hmm. Everybody gets mad now.
Because then you can potentially hinder progress. Yes, we want to be all inclusive to a certain extent, but then it's.
I agree. There's carefulness, too careful. There's a line.
There needs to be a dedication of focus, but at the same time, being sensitive to certain things.
Okay. Maybe I'm just, I guess, the difference is where you draw the line.
Yeah. And that's going to be different for everybody.
My knee-jerk reaction was, that was across the line, and I just was, I guess I was just wondering if I was the only one who thought that.
I thought it was on the fence.
Okay. I wanted to support Paul, so
yeah.
I bought.
Yeah, it's not a personal thing. I don't mean to detract from him. Sorry.
On one hand, yes, it's over the line. On the other hand, it's a kind of over the line with women culturally, not just in this culture, but in the broader North American culture, have come to expect. We expect that we are going to be objectified. We're going to be seen as sexual beings first and anything else second. We expect that. We expect that going into any situation that includes this community. It might be more so this community because it is more sheltered.
Okay. We don't see a lot of women.
Now, when you
well,
say...
it depends on where you go. Yes. It's not a Simon Fraser.
It's all STEM.
No, I mean, a lot of computing...
technology.
Yeah, technology. I mean, it comes at a play where there's this intellectual community where... over decades, it's always been dominated or seen as dominated by the men,
and then any of the STEMs, the science, the technology, the engineering.
Yeah, and then
where we actually said, "Here's a great new job opportunity for women is to get into programming." Until it was recognized that the hard stuff stopped being in hardware.
Real quick, you didn't introduce yourself when we all did, but you just came in. What's your name? Sorry.
Oh, I'm Langdon.
Langdon. Okay.
But
Matthew.
Okay, we've had some new people join.
The thing about this world, though, is that it is almost unheard of in any other business where this conversation takes place at all. So.
No, actually, it isn't.
You don't think?
It happens with friends of mine in legal firms. Only 6% of registered pilots are women.
But does the
conversation.
The conversation.
There isn't a problem.
Does it happen? Yeah. Does it happen among peers, or is it happening with HR? Is another question.
That's a good question. the ones when it's come up around me, it's more been situations like this.
Okay.
I also tend to end up being in HR formally or informally, wherever I go. So
very soon,
this conversation is not just happening here, it's happening in other fields that have traditionally been male dominated. This field, though, because of the openness of the community,
and we're on
because
the podcast,
of the
so you want to brawl now.
I suppose generosity of the community,
it picks up everything.
Okay, good.
It's more of an open discussion here than you find it.
Oh, that's what you're
right. I think it's perfectly healthy, and I think it's actually a really good thing for the community.
Huge,
fantastic
step. Right?
It is, exactly.
But it's
there
disturbing.
Needs to be.
I'm glad you said that, because I didn't mean to be a buzzkill by bringing it up.
No.
We're way worse in open source than it is in IT in general.
Well, it's being talked about. It's probably happening more in IT, but it's being talked about here, which is amazing.
Okay, before we go much further, I'm sorry.
No problem.
For logistical reasons, we have to stop the recording pretty shortly. I'm sorry to cut it off, just it was getting extraordinarily interesting to me anyway. Does anybody have any wrap-up things to say about Northeast Linux Fest?
NortheastLinuxFest.org, go check it out. Make sure that you... Well, here's an honest piece of advice. This should air within the next, 90 to 150 days?
Yes, I think so.
Okay,
I think that's fair.
So start setting aside a little bit of money now, every week or every paycheck, every month, however you can. That will ensure you get here. It sounds simple. A lot of people don't do it. I've been doing it for 3 years. I go to every single fest I want to because I make the money and I make the time to do it.
And try to get a hotel room because I got to drive home tonight, so I got to shut myself off. But there's more booze here than I see at most parties, and people are really friendly.
And for Jonathan, a lot of those people, some people were saying, I mean, when I went on the website and there was registration, a couple things kind of, the Facebook page was from 2013, I mean, I definitely would be interested in volunteering to at least keep things up to date as long as you give me the information.
The website really could use updating.
I
was expecting the website to be updated as the event got closer.
I would have no problem doing that.
The news section is still no content.
I don't mind pitching for that as well.
I make use of auto posters and pass things over.
I've helped
15
organize
sites.
Conventions.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to help
it
as
I
well.
Would love
yeah.
to do it.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
It's a lot of fun promoting that stuff and tweeting out to people and building up Facebook stuff and even when it comes to advertising, it's not a big deal for me to during an event to chip in $25 of Facebook ad credits to throw some stuff out.
Sure.
I do that. Every couple of times during the year.
Very cool.
Sure. Cool.
I won't name any names. I talked to somebody who said we invested in this before and it wasn't worthwhile, so we're not going to come back. And so it seems like some more organization and promotion would really make it more attractive.
Was that this year that they invested or last year?
Last year.
Okay.
And it felt like the organization level felt low, so they felt like it wasn't worthwhile.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some fires to put out last year, as Jonathan.
I mean, I would answer, I would be no problem answering emails, all that sort of stuff, and being a point,
I just want to chip in.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's fun because when I see it happen, when you go on the website or go on things, and it's like, well, what happened to this one, what happened to that, and you might pick up a piece in from there. I actually did not even know it was at this convention center until things changed, and... it's one of those things where, if you have a few more manpower, it makes all the difference.
Right. I also didn't know it was relocated.
Until I got my ticket, which was in Pacific Times.
No, I had some connections at Harvard, and so when I was at Harvard, I was interested in talking to those people about promoting it at Harvard. And when it moved, it's like, oh, nobody told me it moved. I kind of felt...
Yeah, there wasn't quite as much podcast press as there was in years prior.
Yeah, well, I don't really follow podcasts either because I don't have the attention span for people talking when I'm not face-to-face with them.
Yeah.
So...
The Twitter updates helped sometimes.
So you'll be organizing the face-to-face meetings then.
Well, it's fine. Put it in writing. I can scan in the writing, but, an hour-long podcast and the information somewhere in the middle... I don't have time for that.
Sure. All right. We gotta wrap up. I apologize to cut you off. I really would like to give everybody a chance to speak, but we gotta wrap up. So I guess just thanks to everyone who's in the room for coming to the fest, for coming to the after show. Certainly this is not everyone who was at the festival. To everyone who's listening, thanks for listening. Please try to make it to Northeast Linux Fest 2015. Or whatever festival is in your area. There are cool people doing cool stuff, open source. They want to share, they want to help, and they want you to help and join in, too. And just friendly people. They're there. And there's going to be festivals, and you ought to make it to one. And thanks for listening to Hacker Public Radio. You owe us a show.
Bye. Bye. Yeah.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.
Join us now and share the software. You'll be free hackers. You'll be free.